If you're going to start to run away from the Mechama, that will just make us lose. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Nas Yisro lefnei plishtim, v'gam nageifa gadol lehoysa v'yam, and since they were running away, it came a big mageifa. So you can't leave the Mechama. Well, how in the way, another Pasuk says, the same thing, when you run away from war, that causes you to be v'yiflu chalol, they fell killed. When is all these tzukim, all these halachas we just had, that if somebody married a new wife, or bona bayis chodesh, or not a kerem chadosha, he has a right to go home, that's only if the mechamas or mechamas or rishus. That means, Tom, you want to go to make Eretz Yisrael wider, to be kavish, more lands. Abu be mechamas mitzvah, for a mechamas mitzvah, like Rashi says, who got kivish Eretz Yisrael b'mei Yeshua, when Klal Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael to conquer the goof of Eretz Yisrael, that was a mechemes mitzvah. Then the Klal is that hakel yoytzim, there's no pturim. Everybody has to go out to fight. Afilu chosem mechedr, even if a chosem out of his cheder, the kala mechiposay, even though they just had the chuppah, still the chosem has to go to Av Mechama. There's no pturim. Omer Reb Yehuda, the nezavah mamurim, when is this said the mechemes mitzvah? Only by a mechemes mitzvah. We'll soon see more what the machlokes is. He learns no. Even by a mechemes mitzvah, still you have the pturim, the terim, to go home. Abu be mechemes choiva, but by a mechemes choiva, when there's a choiv, an obligation, when you have to go fight, then the klal is hakol yoytzin. No, there's no pturim. Everybody has to go out to fight. Afilu chosen mechedro, the klal mechaposoi. Even a chosen from his cheder and a klal mechaposoi, right after the chuppah, still they have to go to the mechama. So we'll see in the Gemara.
And that's what it says, the Kala Michotoso, it doesn't mean she has to go to fight. The Kala, the ladies don't go to fight. It means they go out there to help give water and give the food for the by the Mechama. Now the Gemara says, Mayiki ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
That's where they both say the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says in the Mishnah, Yorav Rachalevov Zermas Yorav in Averus. And then Rabbi Yossi says Amon Lekain God was also called an Avera that he goes home. Chur, they're both saying the same thing. And what's Rabbi Yossi really saying different than Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, Ike Benayu Avera with the Rabbonin. Now if Kamina is doing an Avera with the Rabbonin. Now the Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Afilu Obra Divrei Seferim is also Chayzer. He says, any Avera we have, even an Avera with the Rabbonin, also you have a right to go for the Mechama. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he says only a case of an Amon L'Kohen Gadol, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's an Afkamina. If you only have an Issa D'Rabbanan, can you go for the Mechama or not? According to Rabbi Yossi, you have no Heter. And according to Rabbi Yossi, really, you're still allowed to go home. So Gemara says, Taman Oz L'Ruza Golai, called the Tana that we learned. Sach Bein Tfilah L'Tfilah. If somebody speaks in between the two Tfilins, or Tfilin Shoyad and Tfilin Shorosh, the Rashi says, "Bein hanochas tefillin shoyad letefillin shorosh." If somebody speaks out after he put on the shoyad, he made a bracha laniach tefillin. Halacha is you're not allowed to talk out before you finish putting on the shorosh. If somebody spoke out in between, that's an avera. So halacha is it says here clearly, avera he biyodai. It's like you have an avera in your hand. The chayzer olay meyorchel mechama. You have a right to go from the war because of that. So who does this go like? Command Rabbi Yossi Aglili, goes to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because here clear it's only an Issa the Rabbanan, there's no Issa the Raisa, it's only Yassim the Rabbanan. So you see, even an Issa the Rabbanan, still you have Heter to go home. Verse says, Man Tan Uz the Tan Ulohot the Tan Rabbanan, words in the Braisa. Shoma Kil Kronos. If somebody heard by the war, the Kil Kronos of the Karen of the Horns, for he has seen, he got afraid, or else Hagothas Treason. He heard the banging of the shields. He became afraid. Tzetzuach charobas. He heard the banging of the swords together. Olmayim shaysen lo. He got so afraid he was letting out his meraglayim. Albirkov, the meraglayim started to fall down on his feet. In the loch chayzer, he also he has had to go home. So dashes like this. Keman lechurulem lekrebi kiva. Because goes like Rebbe Kiva. That Rebbe Kiva says now Mishnah when the pasuk says Hayorei Barach Halevov Kimashmo Kipshutoi. I mean, somebody's afraid and is scared of Mechama, he has a heter to go home. Because here in the Churu, all it is the person's afraid. So see, if the person becomes afraid, he has a heter to go home. So Churu, that's like Rabbi Yossi, that's like Rabbi Kiva. For Loi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because here in the Churu, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says only if you have a virus. And here it's not an Avera. So Gemara says, no, it could be, Paho over here, Afilo Reb Yosi Aglili Maida. Even Reb Yosi Aglili is Maida. Such a person has a heter to go home from the Mechama. Why? Mishum Dechsir, the Pasuk says, La Yimas as Lavav Achiv Kilabavai. There's no Chaninion. That you should not make your friend, your fellow army men, be afraid like you. So if the person becomes such a baby, like so scared, if Mamish Matum Eraglayim, we're afraid to let such a person be by the Mechama, because he'll ruin the other people. The other people will get to become afraid because of him. So such a person that's so afraid, he take out there to go home. Could be even according to Yosef Aglili, he should also go home. Right. Then the boss says, "V'hoyi kechalas hashoytu." When the shoytu finished talking, yeah. The marhay mifnei shetchilas nisa nefila. What is the sake of the beginning of running away is falling down? It should have said the opposite way. Mifnei shetchilas nefila nisa miboyilei. That's what I should have said. Because the beginning of nefila of losing the mechama is nisa running away. That's the way it should say. Ema say. This is the way it should be said. Mifnei shetchilas nefila nisa nechnami. Because the beginning of Nefila, falling down, of losing the Mechama, is Nisa. Therefore we tell him, be careful, don't run away. The Nedvam Amurim, the Mechama Sereshus. When do we have these term to go by Bona Bayis Chodesh, or Isha Chodesh, or Mechama Sereshus? Omer Rabbi Yechanan.
Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Reshus to Rabbonim, at the Tanakam, the first part of the Mishnah, when they say, like these halachas applied by Mechama Sereshus, Zuhi mitzvah to Reb Yehuda. That's the same halacha when Reb Yehuda told it from Mechemes mitzvah. In other words, really there's no machoikis about the type of Mechemes, whether they have a right to go home or not. Now mitzvah to Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim say by Mechemes mitzvah that nobody has a right to go home, everybody has to fight, Zuhi chayva to Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda is talking about. It makes it into a chayva to say that what everybody has to go fight. So really, what's the difference between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanim? It's only enough to mean that if Yehuda called the mitzvah a Mechemes Reshus, that Rabbanan called it a Reshus, we have Yehuda called it a mitzvah. That's also called a Mechemes mitzvah. Even though you have a right to go home from the war, but our Kohanim is called you doing a mitzvah. And the nafkamina is, if Oisik the mitzvah is put them in a mitzvah, is it called you being Oisik in a mitzvah? So Gemara explains, Omar Rabba says like this, Mechemes Yeshua Lichboish Divrihakal Chayva. But Shas Klal Yisrael was first going into Eretz Yisrael, but Shas Yeshua, when they went to be Chayvash Eretz Yisrael, that everybody agrees that's called the Chayva. Milchemes Beis David LeRevocha DeRihaka Rishus. That they went out to fight, stam like Beis David HaMelech, to be Marviach, to make conquer new lands, just to add it on to Eretz Yisrael, Harvocha to add on, that's called the Rishus. Keep Ligi with the Machlegis between the Yud and the Rabbanin, Lemute Oivde Kechovim Tlelaisi Elayu. When the Jews want to go fight against the Goyim, just like to wipe out the Goyim around the borders, that they should not come and fight us. Ma korilo mitzvah. We have Yehuda calls that a mechemes mitzvah, and therefore there's halacha of oisi b'mitzvahs potem in a mitzvah. Even though, of course, you have the heterim of the Torah to go home from the war if you build a new house or a new wife. Or ma koril reshus, and the chum called this type of a mechum only a mechemes reshus. The lochas are the same, that Yavadi can go home. Just nafkamina, what's the difference whether we call this mitzvah of harvocha, or of to keep away the goyim, not to come fight against us? What's the difference if we call it a mechemes reshus, like the Tanakhama calls it, or you call it a mechemes mitzvah, like Yehuda calls it? So where it says, nafkamina, loisek b'mitzvah shepotah min ha-mitzvah. Nafkamina is, you have the p'tur here, of loisek b'mitzvah shepotah min ha-mitzvah or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the p'tur of Oisik b'mitzvah spotah min ha-mitzvah. And according to Rabbon, you don't have this p'tur. Like Rashi says, Ki pligi. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonim b'mitzvah or rishus, t'lamar potah min ha-mitzvah, or lamar chayef b'mulchama shehi lamutu yavdik chovim. T'lalaisi alayim. In such a case, when they're going to fight against the goyim, just to make sure they don't come again against us, that's a shalom, that's called a mitzvah, that if you Oisik in this mitzvah, you potah from other mitzvahs or not. That's the whole nafkamina. But Allah and the actual Muhammad is when you have a right to go home or not, there is no machlekes. Yehadrin alecho meshuach Muhammad. All right, turn over. Yeah. The Mishnah says like this.
Eglo Arufa Bloshna Kodesh. That is a pasha, say over the pasha of Eglo Arufa, that's Vedavka Loshna Kodesh. Shenem Raposik says, Ki Yemotze Cholo Beyadomo, if you find a dead body on the ground, the Yetzu Ziknecha Veshavtecha, they have to go out. Now, we dashin Shloisha Mi Bezden Agodol, Shev Yerushalayim, Hoye Yetzin. You have to have three from the Bezden Agodol, Yerushalayim used to go out. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly how we dashin has to be Loshna Kodesh. Rakoparan now was saying when they went out though, they had to have three from the Bezna Godel. If you do I'm Chamisha, no, they have to have five that went out. Shinem Raposik says, the Kenecha, that's two, Shnayim. The Shavtecha is also Shnayim. And Vien Bezna Shavtecha, you can't have an even amount, is Masifun Aleim Oidechot. You have to have a fifth one. Nimtza Tomon. Let's say they found the dead body hidden in the ground, the Tomon, hidden inside. Tomon Beglal, the Gal, Gal Shalavonim, Rashi says. You found him hidden underneath stones. Or it's Luya Bilon, or else you found him hanging on a tree. Or it's Safa Pneyamayim, or else you find the dead body floating in the water. In such a case, Allah Kuriz Lehoya Orphan. There was no mitzvah to bring the Egla Rufa. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Bi Adama. The case of an Egla Rufa is if you find the dead body outside the city, we don't know who killed him. So therefore, the city needs a kapara, so they have to bring the Egla Rufa. But the Pasuk says, Bi Adama, only if you found the dead body, Bi Adama. For Loi Tama Megal, not if he's hidden underneath stones. Yeah. Neufel, the Pasuk says, Neufel, he was fell. For Loi Tolu Bilun, and not if he's hanging on a tree. The Pasuk says, Vasoda, you found him in the fields. For Loi Tzafa Pneamai, and not if you found him floating in the water. Now, Nimsa Samach Lesefer, if you find him near the boundaries, Oilir, or near a city, Sherubai, the Chav Namosem Agoyim, then there's no Denegla Ruf either, because most probably he was killed from that city, and most probably was a Goyish murderer then. Or the ear, Shane Bobeznas, he found him near a city that doesn't have a Bezdin, Lehoya Orphan, there's no Mitzah Egla Ruf either. And Ein Moibidin, El Ear, Shiesh Bobeznin. There's only a question, when do we have to make a Medida to know, like, which city is more closer to, if the city has a Bezdin? Then you have to make a Medida, measure it out to make sure that this city is closer to this mace. Is closer to the city that has a Bezdin. And if it's closer to that city, then there's a mitzvah of Egla Rufa. We'll see in the Gemara. These are the tnoyim you need to have to bring an Egla Rufa. If the mace was found outside a city, that city has a Bezdin. So the Gemara might come. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Where's the proof that the parsha of Egla Rufa has to be said b'daf k'loshon HaKodesh? At the top Rashi says in the Mishnah, Mashas kenim oimrim. That is kenim have to say over. That yodeinu l'shofcha. That has to be said Bloshna Kodesh. How do we know it? Summer of Avua Hochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Shenamar Apostle says, the Onu Vyomru. It says over here they have to answer and say, before we had by the Birchas of the Hagrizim Narevel, Oime Vyonu Alavim Vyomru. Sama Ni Amur Lahal, just by Hagrizim Narevel Bloshna Kodesh. Then we have Sukim Zafka Bloshna Kodesh. Is Afkan Bloshna Kodesh here also? That the parsha of Egla Rufa they have to say over the psukim is b'davka loshon hakodesh. The seder Egla Rufa case is what's the seder? Ki yimotze chlal ba'adama. If you find a dead body in the ground, the yotz is k'necha b'shavtecha. Shloishim ibezna godeshi b'shlayim ayotzim. And then they used to go out three from the bezna godel in Yerushalayim. You know, Rashi could have just said zikene. It says zikenecha means the special. Zikenecha means three from the Bezdin HaGadol. Yes. We have Yuduwai Mechamisha. Tana Rabbonu. V'yotzu zikenecha v'shavtecha. Zikenecha shnayim v'shavtecha shnayim. This is Rabbi Yudah's Rosha. V'yein Bezdin shakol masifun aleyem v'aydechot. Harekan chamisha div Rabbi Yudah. That's why you have that five. You have to have five from Bezdin. Rabbi Shimon Oimer zikenecha shnayim. That's all. Just need three from the Bezdin HaGadol. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon Ami, I have Ksiv B'Shavtecha. It also says the words of B'Shavtecha. The Gemara says, "Umi Boilei Lemiyuchodim Shem B'Shavtecha." That these three dayonim have to be special dayonim. That means from the Bezdin HaGadol they have to be. If you have Yehuda, mi ziknei ziknecha nafka. He learns out two things from the word ziknecha. Could just say ziknei, it says ziknecha, learns out both. Reb Shimon, ikos rachman ziknei hava min rafilu ziknei hashuk. Anybody, any older person in the street, kos rachman ziknecha means no, the special ziknecha from a bezdin. Because of Rachman is a Kenecha, the Mino after Sanhedrin Katana. Even any Bezdin, even the Bezdin in your city. Because of Rachman is Meshef Techo, means Lim Yuchodim Meshef Techo. Has to be special Dayonim from the Bezdin Agodim. If you have more Rav Yehuda Nami, Gomar Ziknei Ziknei, let him also learn out, he may learn out, Zerah Shav, Ziknei Ziknei, Mi Ziknei Yoeda. That Na Lahalin Mi Yuchodim Shaveda, just like over there means special ones, is Afkan here also, Mi Yuchodim Shaveda. Rashi says, Ziknei Yoeda, the Smichas Par Helam Dover, the Yaisle Shavtech Lovi Yoich Nain. Igu, but the more, Igomar, Legamri igomar ligmor lekulam muslim enough from everything from the mihosim. Zikenecha v'shavtecha lomali. If so, what bechadni the pasuk zikenecha for v'shavtecha? Learn out from these words of mizikni yaida. Learn out from there. Trashi the Rabbi Yehuda ligmor lekulam muslim osam. The Rabbi Yehuda osam nami chamisha kamar. The aleph lo mikroa perakamus and hedron. They also need five. So learn, let them learn out from over there that you need five. And so, if so, over here, Ziknech v'shavtecha lomali, Ela, that he doesn't learn out from there. Ela vov v'shavtecha l'minyono. No, the vov v'shavtecha, Rashi Kleimar. Lagom agzei v'shava. V'yitzuk, shavtecha l'sanhedri g'dayla. Kreb Shimon. So how does he know then another two? How does he know five? No vov v'shavtecha dara shavid l'minyono. Lo v'yoyt shnayim. He learns it out from the extra vov v'shavtecha. That's how he knows you need another two. But not from the Gzeir Shav, everything is from this pasuk here, Ziknecha Vishavtecha. That you need Miuchodim special Dayonim, spell the Bezna Godel, and he owes the Vav Vishavtecha, another two, you need five. We have Shimin, Vav Lamak.